Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Amma ba'd. I send you a link about this accident in the halal meat store in 108 Street. I always go there. The people there from Uzbekistan, they are a Muslim, very sweet people. And last weekend, one young man, early 20, he was cutting some meat, and he wear, it seems to be like something with a sleeve. The sleeves enter the sword running so fast, he pull the sleeves. And the more he pulled the sleeves, he keep cutting his hand until he cut the whole hand. Young man, early 20. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Do we know what can be next? I have operation in my shoulder years ago, and I cannot use my hand for at least a week, one hand. And every time I used to go to the bathroom or do anything, Subhanaka ya Rabbi. I used to thank Allah I have one arm. And this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the majority of people do not thanking me, the majority of people do not show gratitude to me, the majority of people is drowning in the bounty of Allah. How many people paralyzed? How many people with one arm or two arm or no arm or no legs? Blind, deaf, mute, mental problem. May Allah forgive us. Because if you ask me, we acting so arrogant. We forget the ni'mah of Allah. We always looking to the fault and do not look to the bounty. Allah's bounty is untouchable. Only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes something from us, we start to recognize it. And I always see it in my life. I always say, do we need a major crisis to thank Allah? Do we need a major disease? Do we need a major accident? Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. The Quran full of it. The Quran full of it. The majority of people do not believe in me. The majority of people do not thanking me. The majority of people do not rely on me. Subhanaka ya Rabbi, Subhanaka ya Rabbi, Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Wallahi, my body is shivering of this message. Shivering of the condition. Because how many times I hear it, we make drama over nothing. Wallahi, we making drama over nothing. Wallahi, we making drama over nothing. We making drama over nothing. We making drama over nothing. We generate the drama. We generate the drama. We generate the calamity over us. Remember, you want to know your future? The more you're thanking Allah, the more you're content with Allah, the more Allah will open for you and increase His bounty. And the more you're rebellious, and the more you disbehave with lack of gratitude, lack of thanks, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for calamity. You're asking for musibah. You're asking for a major trial. You're asking for fitan. Wake up big time. Wake up big time. Do we know what is next? Do we know when? When I saw the photo and hear about the accident, I make dua for him. I do not know him, but I make dua. And I said, Allah, you take his arm. Ya Allah, please, give him hidayah. Give him barakah in whatever left over of his life. Make him, Ya Allah, someone for you. Make him, Ya Allah, someone for you. Give him gift. You take and you give. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never take until he give. And unless he give. He can take an arm, but he give you hidayah. How many of us think about the ultimate bounty of hidayah? The ultimate bounty. If Allah choose me to be among the people of Jannah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Forgive me. Do we have the thanks of Allah of health? Do we thank Allah for our time and we try to use it properly? Every moment you thank Allah, you are a winner. Every moment you remember Allah, you are a winner. Every moment you show gratitude to Allah, you are a winner. Every moment you try to please Allah and serve Allah, you are a winner. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. You never know what is next. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of, if Allah allow us to see the future, we will be content and thank Allah for the present. Every day coming more fitten. Every day coming, we losing age, we losing time, we losing relationship with this dunya. We leaving. This dunya, the one we cry over it, we leaving. Imagine we crying and making a lot of drama over where we leaving, and we not crying and making dua for where we going. And this is the sign of heedlessness. Ya Allah, don't make me heedlessness, Ya Allah. Don't make me have no gratitude to you, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with gratitude and thanks to you, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with praising you, Ya Allah. Fill my heart and my time and my body with barakah and whatever left over of my life to be for you, Ya Allah. To praising you, Ya Allah. To thanking you, Ya Allah. To elevate your name, Ya Allah. To be for you, Ya Allah. Ameen. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.